Inside Ruvidia Jaco Melendez's bilingual kindergarten class at Bells Hill Elementary, students are working through an addition and subtraction exercise. Some are at their desk completing the task on a district-issued tablet, and others are on a carpet in pairs, counting how many blocks they have.
How many do you have?
10.
No.
Five and five make ten.
Good job.
Normally, Jaco Melendez would have to move between both groups, offering help and instruction. But with the passage of Waco ISD's tax ratification, which saw in part the increase of the district's maintenance and operation tax rate, the district was able to create an estimated $3.9 million for classroom aides. These literacy aides are now in pre-K to third grade classrooms throughout the district. Jaco Melendez says they offer much needed help.
Before, it was just two eyes, two hands, and it was my eyes, my hands. Now we have four eyes, four hands, two brains, working toward the same thing, following the same goal. And we know that our kids need to know how to read and how to write in English and Spanish.
For Bells Hill Elementary, which has an English language learner population of 49%, the classroom aide's contribution to language acquisition and the improvement of literacy skills is invaluable, says Principal Bevel Cohen.
We always have that extra hurdle of trying to teach them more of the English vocabulary, and they might not hear as much English in their homes. And so we're always working to expand their English vocabulary. And to have an extra person to do that, I think it will definitely help our students. And I know that other campuses have similar situations to that. But even just all of the children will benefit so much.
The goal for Waco ISD is to have 83% of third graders reading on grade level by 2020. Third grade is, of course, when students in Texas first take STAR, the state-mandated standardized test. The presence of these literacy aids in elementary grade levels has reduced teacher-student ratios. Across Texas, the state has set enrollment for classes from kindergarten through grade 4 at no more than 22 students in a single class. With literacy aids, that number is effectively halved, which Jaco Melendez says has allowed each student to receive more attention. Her literacy aide is there from the start of the day to the end.
She's helping me with preparing. She's helping me planning. She's helping me with instructions. And when we do, at the end of the day, we have to do stations. So she gets the writing station, and I do the reading. And then we flip. She does the reading, and I do the writing. So the kids not only have my point of view or my techniques of teaching and reading or writing, she can get her technique too.
Since the passage of the tax rate increase, the district has placed 143 aides in campuses throughout Waco ISD. Bells Hill Elementary received 14. Elaine Botello, the assistant superintendent of human resources for Waco ISD, says these aides come qualified and take additional training once they're hired.
We currently are over 90% of the aides hired. The aides are highly qualified aides, which means that they either have 60 college hours or more, some of them even have a degree, or they're highly qualified through a course that's offered at MCC.
These aides are spread throughout pre-K to third grade classrooms. At the pre-K and kindergarten levels, there's a literacy aide in each classroom. In first and second grade, there's one aide for every two classes. While teachers continue to provide the bulk of instruction, aides offer a support system, Cohen says.
It just opens up a lot more opportunities for that small group learning or individual learning. And I think that's the thing that our teachers are most excited about. And we are fortunate in Waco that we keep our class sizes to that 22-to-1 ratio. But still, just to have that extra person in there is definitely an advantage.
The tax ratification election also saw additional reading teachers added at all middle schools, expanding credit recovery, maintaining an 8-period day, adding college credit courses, and providing extra support for students with behavior and discipline difficulties. With KWBU, I'm Carlos Morales.